There's nothing flashy about the U.S. Department of Agriculture's research office in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's a squat, beige building hidden behind a series of greenhouses.
Come on in. Welcome to the illustrious Crops Lab.
Thank you.
But the scientists that work here, like Danelle Peck, say they're doing the work necessary to keep America's farmers and ranchers from withering away in a worst-case climate change scenario.
We are here to try and make weather and climate information and research more accessible, more useful, more usable.
Peck is in charge of a project based out of this office called the Northern Plains Climate Hub. Essentially, Peck and her team act as translators. They break down scientific jargon from climate researchers, putting new discoveries like drought-tolerant crops into layman's terms for farmers and ranchers.
One part of the hub's creation was to make us more efficient, right? If we have many, many different people out working on weather and climate issues and they don't talk to each other, then you get redundancy or, you know, duplication.
This climate hub is one of 10 set up across the country during the Obama administration. They're still up and running now under the reins of a new president, Donald Trump, who has repeatedly called climate change a hoax.
Yeah, farmers care about this a lot.
Roger Johnson is the president of the National Farmers Union, a left-leaning lobby group. He was a North Dakota farmer for the majority of his life.
What farmers really want is good, solid, scientific information about how they can better operate their farms and ranches.
But that solid scientific information from publicly funded scientists is in jeopardy, Johnson says.
It looks really fuzzy right now. It looks like, you know, there are a bunch of sort of science deniers, climate deniers that have largely been installed in high levels in this administration.
Trump's new USDA secretary, Sonny Perdue, is now overseeing the agency's climate change projects, like those 10 climate hubs. He doesn't deny climate change is happening, but injects seeds of doubt about humanity's role in causing it.
I've been on a farm since the early 50s, and I can tell you the climate is changing, but the fact of what are the cause of it is really what is in dispute.
Nearly every climate scientist in the world disagrees. So do portions of the USDA's website that say unequivocally climate change is man-made. But similar statements are slowly being scrubbed from other federal websites, leading some to question the Trump administration's commitment to well-established climate science.
I think that there is a general feeling of concern.
Charles Rice is a soil microbiologist at Kansas State University. He's received USDA grants to look at how farmers might adapt to a hotter climate. The most recent federal budget maintains or even boosts scientific research funding. But Rice says the administration's rhetoric matters. Any pause in current research could have drastic effects down the line.
Because it takes 20 or 30 years to develop a new crop variety, and so even a short-term reduction or priority change will have a long-term implication on research for plant development.
The Trump administration will find it difficult to cut climate change research across the board. It's integrated into the work of so many federal agencies. And funding for the USDA's climate hubs has yet to change. But projects with a climate change focus, like the research hubs, will likely be under the microscope. Agriculture Secretary Perdue says his office will be looking at how the hubs came to be. And he says if they're found to have an ideological bent, USDA might find a, quote, better way to research. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.